You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters gave a State of the Nation speech last weekend where he strongly criticised Labour and announced his party was declaring a war on woke. He also attacked New Zealand's international climate commitments, particularly the Paris Climate Agreement. The government has announced a new replacement for the Resource Management Act, looking to pass it before the next election. The proposal has been criticised by opposition MPs for removing some environmental protections and removing the Treaty of Waitangi clause. And Labour Foreign Affairs spokesperson David Parker has criticised the government for not condemning Israel in the context of recent military action and the blocking of humanitarian aid in Gaza. Parker has called on the government to take action against Israel. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about all of these topics. Here is that interview. What is your stance on Winston Peters' war on woke?
I think the whole thing's a bit ridiculous, actually. And I'm personally sick of any person who comes out and says that something is discriminatory, something is racist, something is misogynist, or something is just plain wrong, that they are woke because they feel that way. It's just a way to undermine people who are trying to call out what's right from wrong.
In his State of the Nation speech, Peters criticised our commitments under the Paris Climate Agreement. Do you still believe in these commitments?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Chris Hipkins said it this week, that it's starting to feel like we've got this man who's constantly shouting at the clouds. And those kinds of comments are the ones about everyone being woke, and everything else he said in his State of the Nation speech really indicating that that is the case.
Peters also very specifically blamed the Labour Party for the condition the economy is in. He actually mentioned Labour more than any other party. Do you see Labour working with New Zealand First again?
Well, I think it goes to show that we're having quite the impact on the government. And so he's feeling a little bit threatened. So he's coming out and attacking the Labour Party. That's what we're seeing right now with all of the comments that he's making. You would have thought he would have spent more of his hour doing a speech talking up what the government have done. But in fact, they haven't done anything. And so he had to revert to an attack on the opposition. He also seems to forget that whilst we were in government, he was with us for quite a big chunk of that time and in quite a senior role and signed off on the decisions that were being signed off on. So selective memory from Winston Peters.
What are your thoughts on the proposed replacement to the Resource Management Act?
Oh, we're not happy with where the government has gone. They're not leaving us in a better situation here. There aren't the protections in place that you would hope that there would be. They scrapped our plan, mucked around for a year and a half, and have brought it back again, but with less environmental and treaty considerations. The intent of our work was to make things easier for developers, but what we're seeing here is the government going in circles. It's unclear how these two acts will speak to each other and how the environment will be considered in an urban setting, for example, sediment runoff. Rachel Brooking, who's our environmental spokesperson, did reach out to them in December 2023, offering to work in a bipartisan fashion on resource management reform. And that offer still stands.
Are you concerned about the scrapping of the Treaty of Waitangi clause?
Yeah, absolutely. And concerned that the minister himself, Tama Potaka, doesn't seem to even have been aware that that was happening. So either he's not been told or he's not paying attention. And by the sounds of things, he has been at the decision-making table and he's simply not paying attention. Now, Māori are looking to him to be the one person who will advocate on their behalf in this government, and he's not paying attention to the detail, including when treaty clauses are being left out of integral serious legislation.
Several aspects of the reform do resemble Labour's approach. Does this make you more inclined to support it?
Well, I mean, as I said, they they scrapped our plan initially, mucked around for a year and a half, and then have brought it back again, but with less environmental and treaty considerations. So that does give us reason for concern.
And why is Labor calling for stronger action from the government on the situation in Gaza?
Because we need them to speak up. We need them to make really clear what our position is. I mean, how many people, how many more children must die before the New Zealand government acts rather than talks? Beyond words, Christopher Luxon's government has taken no action. It is just about a year since the Minister of Foreign Affairs said it was a question of when, not if, New Zealand would recognise Palestine. Neither that nor any other substantial response has ensued. It really is time that the National Labor government took some positive action beyond mere words to stand up for what is right.
Should Aotearoa join South Africa's case against Israel in the ICJ?
Well, I mean, those are questions for the government, but certainly we want to see the government doing more rather than just talking words.
Are you also concerned by the human rights violations in the West Bank, such as the unlawful detainment of Oscar winner Hamdan Bilal?
Well, we're all concerned about this. And I want to believe too, I do believe that the government are concerned about this, but they need to be demonstrating a higher level of action to match that concern rather than just talking.
That was Labour's Carmel Cipollone on New Zealand First declaring a war on woke, the proposed new Resource Management Act reform, and Labour's calls for the government to condemn Israel for their recent military assault on Gaza.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.